I ran across a YouTube video of you having an interview on a local Arizona station about the National Laser Institute. And I'm telling you, a lightning bolt hit me. From that moment forward, I completely pursued this with passion and excitement.
Hey, I'm Louis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money. It's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams. Welcome, everybody, to National Laser Institute. My name is Louis, the Laser Guy, with our podcast about careers in the wonderful world of medical aesthetics. Today, I'm here with Renata, who recently graduated from National Laser Institute. How you doing, Renata?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. Nice to see you again. I know you you signed up for classes right when COVID hit in the month of March, right?
Yes.
I remember, and we took the classroom portion of our classes online, and then you completed your clinicals, I believe, recently. Like, was it in June or?
June 29th, I graduated.
Just out of curiosity, what kind of work were you doing over the years?
Well, I had a very long and successful career in entertainment marketing out there.
So you have no beauty, medical, or aesthetic background?
None whatsoever.
So how long have you been thinking about possibly changing careers and doing something in the aesthetic world?
You know what? That's a great question. Actually, for a long time. I've been on a little bit of a bumpy road, I'd say, for about 4.5 years. Things were going really great and really successful and everything. And then things just stopped going my way a little bit. So I took a step back to reassess myself and where I was headed in life. Took me a while to do that, you know. And then we were still in Los Angeles when I ran across a YouTube video of you having an interview on a local Arizona station about the National Laser Institute. And I'm telling you, a lightning bolt hit me. From that moment forward, I completely pursued this with passion and excitement. I want to help others. I want to help others look better, feel better, gain more confidence from the inside out. And so awesome. I just felt like it was an awesome fit. I got in touch with you guys. And from that moment forward, it's just been like a completely life transformational experience.
Well, tell me about the training for you. Because historically, over the years, everything was in person. The classroom was in person, the clinic was in person. But with right. The world of COVID, you know, now we're doing, you know, like, for example, for the laser techs, as you know, we're doing the classroom online and the clinicals in person, which actually, I like it. I think it's kind of cool because for those that travel in from somewhere else, you know, it's right. Less travel time. It's just easier. But how's the experience for you?
I thought it was great. I mean, you know, COVID came and kind of knocked everybody off their kilter a little bit. So it, you know, not only was a great educational opportunity, but I found that it provided me balance within a very uncertain time. You know, you've got incredible teachers with a lot of knowledge. And I found that, you know, being able to do that from the comfort of my own home was really great. So
awesome.
Great experience.
And were you kind of nervous, like stepping into like a medical aesthetics business, like, you know, devices that could burn somebody, like lasers? Where was your mind going before you had your hands on a laser?
Right. Well, I've always been really good with my hands. I love crafting and things. I've just always been really good with my hands. I'm a lifelong musician and singer. And so just really good with my hands. So when that lightning bolt hit, I don't know. I just felt completely confident, you know, awesome. That I could do it. Plus, I work for a technology company, so working with a lot of devices over the years, I just felt like I could do it.
Right on. Yeah, I find a lot of people are both excited and scared before they come to us, you know. When this, whether they've been in the aesthetic business or not, I mean, a device, it's new. I mean, I don't care if somebody's an esthetician or cosmetologist, because facials and peels and cutting hair, that's not laser. That's, yeah, it's beauty, but it's totally different. You know, totally different.
Totally different. And I have to tell you, although I was confident about it, when I got into clinicals and they put that laser in my hand on the first day, yeah, I was a little terrified. But, you know, it was great. And I had a chance to settle into it pretty quickly.
Awesome. And fast forward, after the 2-week program was over, it's your last day.
Right.
Do you feel like you were feeling comfortable, confident, competent that you could go out there and rock and roll and get rolling?
Yes, all of the above. And I think a lot of it had to do with not just my comfortability with working with technology, but the program. I mean, I have never heard of such a comprehensive program before, and I had looked into a lot of other schools, you know, before I actually pulled the trigger. And this one was just super comprehensive. By putting that laser in my hand the first day and kind of holding our hand through the process, and even though it was in the midst of COVID, we had a lot of patients coming in for procedures. So I had a chance to get my hands on a lot of, you know, people and working across devices, which I have to give you, you know, a thumbs up for the array of devices that we had the opportunity to work with.
Sure. Yeah. And how do you feel National Institute handled this safety aspect? Did you feel safe? We had the N95 masks and the face shields and the sanitizing. And like, did you feel comfortable in the environment?
Very, very comfortable. I think you guys went over the top to make sure that we were going to be safe. And, you know, the clients coming in were going to be safe as well. So
how long did it take you from the time you finished, you graduated, till you started looking for a job? Did you start looking for a job right away? You took some time off. What did you do?
Right. Well, I took a little bit of time. I would say maybe 2-3 weeks for two reasons. One, I have been involved with as a beauty advisor and consultant for beauty products and skincare. Mm-hmm. And so I had been doing that kind of as a bridge to take me over until I finished school. So I was involved in that. But I also wanted to wait until I had my state board license before I actually went out into the field, just to make me feel, you know, like it was real and I was going to do it. So I would say about 3.5 weeks later, mm-hmm. I pulled up a laundry list of med spas in the area.
So you're just like Googling med spas?
Yes, med spas.
Okay.
So I felt that that would be a good place for my skills and my talent. So I literally walked into the first place, which was LightRx, and I decided, you know, with my background and everything, I didn't want to be afraid. And I've been overcoming this obstacle anyway. So I just walked in there.
You yes. walked in without an interview? You just randomly walked in?
Yes.
Okay.
I did. I walked in and I asked to speak to the manager and of the facility, and Jessica came out, and I just told her who I was, that I recently graduated from the National Laser Institute, and I was ready to get to work. And I was just lucky enough that they were actually in the process of looking to add on some laser technicians in the spa. So I got an interview on the spot that day. They have lovely people working there, and their facility is really nice. And I felt there was a connection between us. It took about another week or so before I got pulled back in for a second interview. So from that point until here, I would say it's been 10 weeks from the time I left National Laser till I'm going in for my first day of work on Monday.
Well, you got the job.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, so the second interview, they hired you on the second interview.
For the most part, yes, but I had to wait for the offer to come in.
Awesome. So it's a process. Yeah. It's a process sometimes.
It's a process.
Let's say you walked in that office and they said, hey, thanks for stopping by, but we're not hiring. Have a nice day. What would you have done?
Persist. You got to believe in yourself. Just because somebody, no, is just one more step closer to yes. So, you know, I've had a diverse life and I've been faced with a lot of adversity, and that's never stopped me. So you just got to keep pushing ahead and really believe in yourself and, you know, be confident. Besides, we graduated from like the top school in the industry. So, you know, what could go wrong, you know, in the end?
Yeah, I always tell people life truly is a numbers game. You know, whether it takes three interviews or 23 interviews, you know, each no is one step closer to getting there. And it's also a learning curve. It's understanding, okay, what are they looking for? Maybe I didn't say the right things. Right. Maybe I didn't wear the right outfit. Maybe I didn't ask the right questions. Maybe I talked too much about myself and didn't ask about them. And so it's a learning curve, you know?
It sure is. Just can't give up. You got to keep on moving forward.
Well, congratulations, my dear. Good luck
in your
future venues. Nice saying hello and stay in touch on social media.
I definitely will. You have a great day, Lou. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Louis the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.